Hi there, welcome to Shiloh Tabernacle London. We're located in Southeast London in Woolwich Dockyard, Block 1, Unit 9, Dockyard Industrial Estate, Woolwich Church Street, SC18 5PQ. Join us for our Bible study every Friday from 7:30 to 9 p.m. and you can't miss our Sunday services packed with prayer, vibrant worship and a powerful word. First service is 9 a.m. to 10:30, followed by our family service from 10:30 to 12:30. And now, for the best part, let's get into the Word.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless you, Father God. King of kings, we give you the praise, even as we prepare to hear from you, Lord of glory. Father, we pray that your blessing will be upon your word as we share in the next few minutes that we have. We thank you for the testimonies. We thank you for you have coming through for somebody in this place. We speak the same blessing upon somebody in this place, upon somebody online. You have been believing God. May God come through for you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Joy is coming. Joy is coming to you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. That's what I want to speak about briefly. Joy is coming your way in the name above every other name. Hallelujah. I've been waiting for joy like this to come for a long time. A young man waits for his papers to come from age 9 and gets them when he's 21. I don't know how long you have been waiting for that thing that you are waiting, but I can assure you that joy is coming. Somebody say it's coming. I can hear the footsteps of joy. It's coming your way in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Psalm 30 is a psalm that is composed by David. David, who has been seriously ill and has almost died. But he prays to the Lord. He shouts to the Lord. He weeps to the Lord and the Lord answers him. Perhaps this was in a temple. And he came weeping to him with a presentation of a thanksgiving offering to the Lord. I am speaking to a man. I am speaking to a woman. I am speaking to a boy and a girl who has been through thick and thin. You are about to praise God just like David praised God. You are about to praise God. I can hear some praise. Begin to compose some songs in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah! There are sometimes. There are some times that we go through suffering and pain. And when we are going through, it's as God, it's like God is not there. It's like God does not exist. At times we begin to doubt whether He is there. But I can assure you that even in the darkest hours, when you cannot see anything, God is at work. God is doing something. These days we are in the digital age, but for those of us who were born back then, you know that photographs, if like today somebody was taking pictures here, we would have to wait for another week or so to see those pictures. Do you know why? Because they would have to take them into a dark room to prepare them. A dark room to prepare a picture. That shows you how God works. God works through a dark room. In your darkest hour, He is working. He is working. He is producing a beautiful picture for you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. That once you are through, it will be glorious. It will be joyful in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. It's going to be joyous. It's going to be joyous. At times we go through thick and thin because of our sins. But in most cases we go through thick and thin because of the fallen world in which we live. But even then, in such moments, God is there. And God is going to see you through in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In Psalm 30, verse 1 to 3, we see David determined to lift God up. He says, I will extol you. I will worship you. I will exalt you. Oh, Lord. Why? For you have drawn me out. You have drawn me up. That word draw. It's like being drawn out of water, being drawn out of rivers, being drawn out of waters that are about to overwhelm you. When we read about Moses, the name Moses means drawn out. Moses was drawn out of the river Nile, where the crocodiles were, where there are all sorts of things that would have injured him or killed him. But God protected him, and he prepared somebody to draw him out. And here, David is asked, thanking God because he has drawn him out of some situation. This young man here should be thanking God because God has drawn him out. God has drawn him out. And he will draw you out in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He will save you from the sinking mire in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He will pull you out. He will draw you out. And he says, you have not let my foes rejoice over me. You know, do you know there are people who want to rejoice over you? Who are rejoicing over your failures? Who are rejoicing over your troubles? They even cook parties when you go through thick and thin. They rejoice. But David says, my God, thank you. You have not allowed my foes to rejoice over me. I speak upon you. None of your foes shall rejoice over you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Because God is drawing you out in the name of Jesus. The next verse says, Lord, my God, I cried to you for help. I cried. You have no idea how long this young man has cried. Today, as I speak, the young men that went with him to college have graduated from university, and he would stay in the house. You have no, as a parent, you just wonder what to say. Speechless. When everything is curtailed, you cannot reach it. You can see it, but you cannot reach it. Is anybody in that situation? You can see it. You can even smell it, but you can't hold it in your hands because of limitations. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, I break every limitation in your life in Jesus' mighty name. Everything that has limited you from reaching out and touching that which belongs to you is being broken in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He says, I cried. I wept. I implored for relief. Lord, help me. It's not just about just asking for something. It is a focused, desperate weeping. I'm talking about that weeping when you lock yourself in the room, in your own room, when others are laughing. You pretend, you know, you put on a face in public, but in your room, you have cried your pillow in very wet in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Today, your tears are ended. Your tears are ended. Your joy is coming. Your joy is coming. It says, I implore it. In a difficult situation, Lord, in a dangerous situation, my Father, and you have healed me. You have healed me. Are you sick in your body? God is going to heal you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Your abortion, you receive your healing, receive your restoration, receive your joy in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. You have referred me. The Hebrew word for healing is rafa. Rapha, you have healed me. You have repaired me. You have rebuilt me. You have sewn me together. Oh, Manderebro, I have got a picture of a nurse or a doctor who's sewing up somebody who has been in tatters. Somebody has been in pieces. There's a sewing together. There is a sewing together. There is a knitting together. There is a knitting together. Every broken piece of you is being brought together in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. The potter is bringing you back together in Jesus' mighty name. You have sewn me together. You have refreshed me, Lord. You have recovered me, Father God. I cried, and you have healed me. When we cry, he hears. When we cry, he hears. When we cry, he hears. He says, you have brought my soul from Sheol. You have brought my soul from hell.
Somebody's soul right now, you feel like you're in hell. May the Lord lift you up in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He says, you have restored to me my life from among those who went in the pit. I speak restoration. There's restoration in the air. This day I have got the anointing of restoration upon me in the name of Mandebo Shikaraba. Be restored in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. To David, the blessing of God upon him was tantamount to being raised from the grave. You think this man is not from the metaphorical grave? When you think your life is finished, everything before you spells finished, you're done. You never amount to anything. I have good news for that situation. It is spewing you out in Jesus' mighty name, because your joy is coming. Your joy is now in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He says, you have restored me from exactly where my foes wanted me. They wanted me in the grave. They wanted me finished. That's why he says, sing praises to the Lord in verse 4. Sing praises, you saints. Begin to sing now. Why? For he says, for his anger is but for a moment. His anger is but for a moment. That shows that David, whatever he had suffered, was because of his sin. According to that verse, maybe you have messed up. Maybe you have lost the plot. I have good news for you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. That the Lord your God can never be angry forever. He is only angry for a moment. Somebody say a moment. God hides his face from you momentarily. And that's a principle that you and I must cling to. Even when you have fallen short of his glory, you need to know that he is a compassionate God. Psalm 103, verse 8 to 9 says, the Lord is compassionate. The Lord has been compassionate about over us in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord will be compassionate and gracious over you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He says, he's slow to anger. He's slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse you, nor will he harbor his anger forever. Men will harbor anger forever. There's somebody whom you just stepped on their toe. They will harbor anger forever. They will be annoyed with you till the cows come home. But I thank God that they are not God. Thank God they are not God. You have got a God who is compassionate. You have got a God who is gracious. As long as you come to him and say, Father, I am sorry. You know, there's some people who know you by history. They know you from the things that in which you fail. When for you have already moved on, they know you by your failures. But the moment you come before God and say, Lord, I am sorry. I messed up. I am sorry. I let you down. He forgives you there and then. People still know you, but by what you did. But God knows you because of his grace. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. The Bible says he is just and faithful. Verse John chapter 1 verse 9. Says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and to cleanse us from not some, but all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar. And his word is not in us. You see, there are some people who are self-sanctified. They go around thinking for them they never sin. So they go around talking about those who have sinned. Don't never be a part of those. Because guess what? Even you are a sinner. So I said, if we say we have not sinned, then we are liars. Because no one of us can reach the mark. You cannot reach the mark. So with the hiding of God's face, at times it seems like it's going to be forever. Well, I have news for you. It won't. It's not forever. His face is coming through for you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Psalm 103 verse 13 to 14 says, as a father has compassion on his children. If you are a father, you have compassion. You have compassion. They mess up, but you still have compassion over your children. So the Lord has compassion on those who do what? Who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He knows you. He knows your weaknesses. He knows my weaknesses. And because he remembers that we are dust. So I normally tell people, boast as much as you want, but you are just a pile of dust. Just a pile of dust. I'm just a pile of dust. How do I know? Genesis. God created man out of dust. Just a pile of dust. That pile of dust that keeps, you know, urging you to do that, to do this. The appetites, it's just a pile of dust. Do not listen to that pile of dust. A pile of dust will lead you to nowhere. Hallelujah. God knows how much you cannot make it. He knows how much you can bear. That's why he gives you the only things that you can bear. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13. Everything that comes your way, God has already measured it. And he says, this Reuben can take. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. What is common to man? What is what? Common to man. I have got an announcement to you. If you feel that you think you've been thinking that for you are going through thick and thin alone, I have got news. It's common. It's common. Maybe I'll breathe. It stands in Rwanda. Yabulijo. Whatever it is you are going through, it is common. It is common. So cry hard, cry less, but it is common. You understand? It is common. Every other person is going through it. It is common. It is not peculiar. That's what he means. It's not peculiar. So that's how you've got to handle it. As you've got to believe it. You are just the same as others. Don't carry, don't give it weight. Do not give it weight. It is what? It is common. But remember, for you are uncommon. The Bible says you are a peculiar person. Peculiar person. That's why I look at the problem and say, oh, you are the same one. I think there's somebody, I don't remember who it is. He said, I think he had an attack. And then when he woke up, he discovered it was the devil. He says, oh, I thought it was somebody else. It's you. He went back to sleep. It's you. I thought it was somebody else. He went back to sleep. God is faithful, child of God. He will not let you to be tempted beyond what you can bear. If it comes to you, know that you are above it, because God has already weighed it. You are above it. You are well able to take it on. Hallelujah! Whatever comes your way, belittle it, no. My God has already measured it, and he has found me able to overcome it. Therefore, you just keep on walking. You don't sit and wail and, you know, come on, come on. It is common. And you are peculiar. However long it takes. He says, but when you are tempted, he will provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. It is by God's grace, child of God. It's not by power. It's not by might, but it's by God's grace. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 10 says, by the grace of God, Paul says, by the grace of God, by the grace, I'm talking about the great apostle. He says, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than all the others. I am what I am because of the grace of God. When I speak about the grace, we're talking about our inability to reach the mark. No one can reach the mark. That's why the law could not hold. That's why Jesus came. No man could reach the mark of the law. That's why God has compassion towards you. That's why you and me must have total dependence on God. That is on his grace. It is by grace that I stand. It is by grace. If for you are too holy, you think you are standing because you are awesome, because you are powerful. For me, it is by grace that I stand behind this microphone today. It's not because I am more anointed than any person. It's not because I'm more gifted than any other person. It is by grace. Our lives are fulfilled by God's unmerited favor. What we are testifying here about today is not because we are good. It's not because we haven't faltered. It's by His grace. There are many people who got married. When we got married, they are no longer together. Others, but it's by His grace. Hallelujah. Going back to Psalm 30, He says His anger is for a moment, but His favor is for a lifetime. The favor of the Lord is for a lifetime. It is for a lifetime. Oh my God, you did not hear what I just said. It is for a lifetime. It's not only in January. It's not only in October. It is for a lifetime. Therefore, every situation, every circumstance that has caused you to weep has got a time limit. It has a time limit. It shall end. It shall end. And your joy shall come in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. During waiting, it's like God is not anywhere. It's like He has turned His face away from Him. It's a time of weeping. It's a time of weeping. But however long your night may be, it has an end. It can never be night forever. Ever. When you have a serious illness, when you have trouble, when you're going through a season of distress and depression, we tend to think that that time will never end. It ended for him. This week it ended for him. That long wait, that night went. It was a night. It was a night. It was a night. At one point, as I conclude, that night has got to end. Your night has got to end. Your night has got to end. Every trial that comes through to you has been predestined. Every trial that comes to you has been predestined. Abigail, it has been predestined. So quit asking yourself, why me? Why not you? Because you are unique. Every one of us is unique. That's why we have got different circumstances. Some of you have never suffered like we suffered waiting for papers. But I guarantee you that there's an area in which you are suffering. There's an area in which you have been waiting. Hallelujah. If things have been okay with you, I can guarantee you that a time will come when you're looking for something and you can't see it. Because they are predestined. God orchestrates them. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 3 says, so that no one should know. The moment we know that they have been predestined by God, we cannot be unsettled by them. We cannot be shaken by them. You cannot be shaken by them. Because you know they have already been predestined. And because they have been predestined, guess what? God has already sorted them. It is sorted. It is sorted before even you sorted. That I know it. I need to know it. That whatever it is already sorted. It's already taken care of. This COVID-19 is already taken care of. God has already... You think God is in a laboratory right now trying to find a vaccine? Far from it. He knows when He will... Philippians chapter 1 verse 29 says, for it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ, not only to believe on Him, but also to suffer with Him. Never forget that. The end of every trial is also predestined. The beginning of every trial is predestined. And the end of every trial is predestined. Ephesians chapter 3, 13 says, I ask you therefore not to be discouraged. This is Paul talking to the Ephesians. Don't not to lose heart because of my sufferings, for which are your glory. Hallelujah. David captures this way, what I'm trying to say. He says, weeping may endure for a night. It endures for a night. It endures for a night. It may tarry for a night. Lamentation may abide for an evening. You may cry your eyes out just for one night. Weeping may linger for a night. Weeping may spend a night. Weeping spends a night. Tarry suggests of an that word tarry suggests of an overnight visitor. There are some people who visit you. You know that you're just here for one night. You are not unsettled. You know she's here and tomorrow she's going. You know, you know, I'm talking about you know, you don't like visitors in your house, you know. So when somebody comes, they're in encumbrance. But when you know that they are here for one night, you're not encumbered. You get what I mean? Can somebody identify? You know what I'm talking about. Weeping is a guest. Your situation is a guest. It is here for a night. Just one night. But that one night for everybody may be long, may be shorter, but it's just a night. Weeping may endure for a night. But dawn comes in, joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. There is a dawn. There is a dawn when the visitor will go. He has got to go back to his home. Sorrow will go. Each morning brings new mercies, my friend. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 to 23 says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. These things will come to an end. But the mercies of Lord and his steadfast love will never come to an end. They are forever and ever. The every new morning is new. God's special help and relief comes in the morning. He comes in. He's coming for you right now. Joy is coming for you right now. That's why in Psalm 46, David tells us not to fear. Therefore, not because God is our refuge and strength. Don't be afraid. Even though the earth is removed, don't be afraid. Even though the mountains are carried into the midst of the sea, don't be afraid. Even when the winds roar, the waters roar and are troubled, do not be afraid. Why? Because there is a river. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of the Most High God. That river brings joy. Your joy is coming. When? Just at the break of dawn. It's about to get morning. It's morning. I speak a morning on somebody right now in Jesus' mighty name. Let your dawn come right now in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. The night is over. The night is over. It's your time to sing a new song. The night is over. The night is over. The night is over. The night is over. When the guest, the time comes for the guest to go home, he will go home. That's why Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 17, says, for this light momentary affliction, he calls it momentary and light. Don't give it weight. It's we who give it weight. Don't give it weight. Your mourning will turn into dancing. Your sorrow will turn into joy. Jesus Christ taught this. He taught this. Listen, he does not take away the sorrow. Doesn't take away the sorrow. You know what he does? Turns it. He turns it into joy. It's like sorrow for him is a raw material to eat to your joy. The sorrow that you are going through, my friend, is a raw material to your joy. God is turning it for your joy in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living. And he gives an example of a woman who is in labor. All these women here who have given birth to children, you should have met them on the day they were in labor. They would have bitten off your finger, whatever it is, because the pain they're in labor. There's too much pain. There's too much sorrow. They are wailing. They are weeping. But Jesus says, but when the baby has come, the sorrow that they had before, in a few minutes, a person who was crying, when the baby is there and the baby is in their hands, you see them laughing and you wonder, is this the same person? Yes, they're the same people. Why? Because the sorrow has been turned into joy. Your sorrow is being turned into joy. Your morning is here. Your dawn is here. It signifies an end to the night, and God is turning the night into morning. Hallelujah. It's a symbol of renewal. It's a symbol of renewal. The dawn is a symbol of renewal. The last verse I'm reading this morning is Psalm 110 verse 3. The Bible talks of the womb of a morning. The morning has got a womb. Your dawn has got a womb. Hallelujah. Your breakthrough has got a womb. Has got a womb. And when the womb cannot bring back forth to birth unless the gestation period is done. So I can pronounce to you this very morning that the gestation period of your joy is done. Now is the birth of the new day. It's the birth of your youth. He says, oh my God, he says, it's a birth of the dew of your youth. It has a womb. That sorrow is a womb. It's about to give joy. It's about to give birth to joy. Your morning is here. Your joy is here. Your joy is here. Your joy is here. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you, Father, for your presence, my Father God. For you are here with us in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Deliverance is now. Healing is now. I can guarantee you that nobody can control your morning. Nobody can stop your sun from rising. Nobody can stop your dawn. No devil, no man, no evil spirit can stop your morning from coming. Your morning is here. Your dawn is now. Your sun is rising right now. Your joy is coming right now. It may be delayed according to you, but according to God, it's never delayed. God is never late. He comes right on time. He directs the time for morning at the very moment he wants it. Nobody, no man with all the technology can decide and say morning is going to come at 11 p.m. You cannot do it. Only God can do it. And right now, every eye closed, wherever you are, if you are at home, close those eyes right now. God is coming through for you. God is coming through for you. God is coming through for you. Mandere broshika. Nobody can stop your morning. Job tried to stop it. He tried to cast that morning. He tried to stop it and say, morning cannot come. Morning cannot come. Morning cannot come. And God asks him a question, says, in your life, have you ever commanded the morning to come? Who has ever done that? No one. With all the technology in the world, no man can change that. Only God has that in control. And this very morning, this very afternoon, God is releasing your morning. He's releasing your joy. Weeping may have endured for a night. The night may have been too long for us. For somebody, it may not just have even been just a night. It has been a nightmare. But I can guarantee you that your joy is here. Your joy is here. He has commanded your joy today in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He has commanded your morning today, and you are unstoppable. That's why David says in Psalm 30, verse 11 to 12, he says, for you have turned my mourning into dancing. There's a turning. There is a turning. There's a turning right now. There's a turning over there. There's a turning over there in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. A turning of circumstances, a turning of issues, a turning of issues. He says, you have turned my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness. There is a garment called joy. There is a garment called delight. There is a garment called elation. A garment of joy is being put upon you right now, that you may glorify him, that you may sing praises to him. Oh God, somebody give him praise. Somebody give him praise. Somebody give him praise. He says in Psalms 126, verse 1, he says, when the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, when the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, they were like them who dream. May you become like one who dreams. He says, Bible says that he got hold of their mouths and opened them and filled them with laughter. He filled them with joy. He filled them with joy. Oh man, de re prosika. God has filled the Kuma family with joy during this season. May he fill you with joy in the name above every name. Your joy is coming. Your joy is coming. No one is going to stop it in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray over your children this afternoon. Pray over that man. Pray over that woman. Mandere prosikarabane. Masi, step forward here. Sandere prosikarabane. Mandere prosakariarabasha. Mandere prosakaraba. If you have been waiting for something in your life, stand wherever you are. Stand wherever you are. There's an anointing. There's an anointing in this place to release. Mandere prosikarabane. Throw your hands to the Father in Jesus' mighty name. Anderebro shikara brazenderebo. Anderebo sikalala banderebo sataraba. The Lord is dressing you with a garment of joy. A garment of joy.
a garment of joy, a garment of joy in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Lord. This is your moment. This is your moment. Your night is ended. I pronounce an end to your night in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. In every arena of your life, I speak an end right now in Jesus' mighty name. An end. Your night is ended. Your night is ended. Your night is ended in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Begin to rejoice. Begin to compose a song. Begin to compose a song of praise. Lock yourself in the room and compose a song of praise. Like David praised. No foe of yours is going to rejoice over you. And listen. God is giving you the spirit of acceleration. You are going to outrun those who went ahead of you. There is no single moment that has been wasted. God is going ahead of you. God gave Elijah power. He gave him energy. There's something infused in him. The capacity to outrun horses, to outrun chariots. You are outrunning them. Do not even begin to compare yourself with nobody. This is your moment. You are going to run. When you start running, they will begin to ask, what is wrong? What have you eaten? The Bible says, those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You cannot renew your strength unless you have lost your strength. Your strength is being renewed. Just like David says, I'm being healed. He's rebuilding you. He's restoring you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son. You are going to outrun chariots. You are going to outrun horses. Watch this space. Watch this space. Your joy is coming. I can hear the footsteps of your joy coming. I can hear them. I can hear them. I can hear them. I can hear them. Unstoppable you are. Mander, in the name of Jesus, rejoice. Rejoice. Just rejoice. Begin to compose that song of praise in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Rabra seke teke ribra sandaba. Rabro seke liandele bosaka liandalaba. Rabro seke liarabo sete rebekasha. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Your mourning is turning into dancing. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. This is your moment of laughter. There are many who laughed at you. There are many who spoke about you, man of God. They have belittled you. They have taken you for granted. They have relegated you into the realm of failures. But this very morning, God is coming through for you. Your joy is coming through for you. You don't have to worry. Bandere boshikaraba sekeriaraba senderere boshedere. Play that song for me. Mandelele bosakariara. Give me a few moments. Give me a few minutes. Mandere boshi. Give me a few minutes. Mandele bosakariara. You don't have to worry, woman. Don't have to worry. Yesterday I was praying for you. I was in travail for you. Saying, God, you've done miracles in your Bible. Can you not repeat them at this very moment, right now? Man, dear Bush, don't have to worry.
And don't you
don't give it weight.
Afraid.
This very day, your joy is coming.
Joy comes in.
I speak your joy in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living
Troubles
God.
Man, they don't they last.
May, the night may have lingered, but this morning I speak a cessation to your night.
A friend,
I speak a new beginning. Morning is a new
who
beginning.
Will wipe your
this
tears
18th of October,
away.
I speak a new beginning. Come, sir.
And when your heart is broken,
receive
just lift your
hands
and say,
receive a new dawn in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Receive a new dawn in the name of Jesus. Receive a new dawn. Receive a new chapter in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I give you the praise for this done. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Begin to rejoice. Begin to rejoice. Begin to rejoice. God bless you. God bless you. Stand on your feet wherever you want. At home you can stand on your feet if you want. Lift those hands to the Father. Lift those hands to the Father.
My life is in your hands.
You don't have to worry.
You don't have to worry. And don't you be afraid.
Yes, Lord.
Joy comes in the morning. Mm-hmm. Troubles, they don't last always. For there's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, oh,
you can.
I know that I can stay.
Yes, you can stay.
No matter what,
no matter what comes your way.
My life is in your hands.
You are in good hands. Sing it again.
I know that I can.
Yes, you can.
Make
yes, you can. Yes, and we and you will.
I know that I can stand.
Yes, you can stand.
No matter what,
whatever it is,
my life is
your life
in
is
your
in good hands,
my friends. With Jesus, I can take
you
it.
You can't make it on your own.
With Him, I know I can stand. Oh. No matter what may come my way,
no matter.
My life is in your hands.
With Jesus, oh.
With Jesus I can make it.
Woo.
With Him, I know I can stand.
No matter
what may come my way, my life is in your hands.
Give Him a clap offering in the house. Give Him a clap offering in the house. Your life is in good hands, child of God. You at home, your life is in good hands. Speaking to those who have lost loved ones during this season. This is a dark moment. Nobody can even imagine what you're going through. But you're not alone. Jesus is with you. This night will end, my friend. We speak to the Jerabo family in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. May God be with you. May God engulf you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son, during this moment that is so dark right now. You can't even see where you are going. You can't even see your left from the right. May the power of God encompass over you. May He engulf you in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak comfort in the name above every other name and every other family that you have lost a loved one. May your mourning be turned into dancing. Maybe you are suffering from illness. Maybe you are battling a cancer, whatever it is. I have good news for you that the Lord is about to turn your sorrow into joy. I speak joy in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Throw those hands to the Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, we throw our hands to you in surrender. Because we know that we can't do it on our own. It's only with you that we can do it, my Father. It's only that can go into those living rooms, in those bedrooms, in those offices, in those care homes right now. At our places of work, in our businesses, my Father God. As the economy is going in the doldrums, my Father, it's only you that can lift us, my Father God, in such a moment. Only you, my God. Father, our lives are in your hands. Come through for us and let there be a turning. Let there be a turning, Lord. Turn our life, turn around our lives in Jesus' might. That like David, we may come to a point where we are extolling you, where we are praising you, where we are glorifying you. Because King of Kings, you will come through for that man. You are coming through for that woman. You are coming through for that boy. You came through for desire. You came through for us, my Father. You are coming through for somebody right now in Jesus' mighty name. Your joy is coming. The name of Jesus Christ. If you believe that, give Him a clap of praise. Give Him a clap of praise. Give Him a clap of praise.
Thank you so much for listening to this sermon, and I know you've been blessed. For more information about Shiloh Tabernacle and other sermons, please visit our website www.shiloh.org.uk. And don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Shiloh LDN. Once again, that's at Shiloh LDN. You've been listening to Shiloh Tabernacle London, changing lives, building dreams. Until next time,